All right, here we go. We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. You know how we do. Before I get started, please hit that click now, subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Don't forget that the video version of my podcast goes live on TikTok as well as pre-recorded on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. The audio version goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Don't forget that my podcast is also sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online and marketing promotions for your business, for your brand, for your music, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you like t-shirts, hoodies, or sneakers, and you're a dog lover, a cat lover, or an animal lover, or animal rights activist, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And for Shizzle, also got a shout out, Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out, Dizzle. Just add ice, do your Dizzle. Step into the future with Dizzle. All right, we got a few topics. You know, of course, you know, my podcast is called Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, and world events. So I got a few sports events, but first I want to get into the Carolina and Houston Texans score. The Panthers beat the Texans. They beat them easily at that. And the score was, what did we pull up the score? Score was 20, where we at? Where, come on, pull up, internet. 24-9. Now, I stand on Carolina. I'm a Panthers fan. But, you know, all due respect, I think we should pump the brakes on the Panthers a little bit. They did play the Texans, who are probably the worst team in the league. They did play the Jets, who are probably like the second or third worst team in the league, you know. And then they played the Saints, and everybody, yeah, Jameis Winston had a good first game. But I said after that first game, let's pump the brakes. Because the last time this guy started, he led the league with 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. And I could be wrong about the number. It could have been 40 touchdowns and 40 interceptions. All I know is he led the league in interceptions, and it was at least 30. So let's pump the brakes on the Saints. Let's pump the brakes on the Panthers. They played two of the worst teams in the league. And I don't know how good the Saints really are, because I don't know how really good Jameis Winston is going to be with the Saints. So what topics we got? We got a few topics I want to get into. Let me start with Westbrook being ranked behind Ben Simmons. Stop it, man. Stop it. I mean, really, stop it. Like, Ben Simmons is not better than Russell Westbrook. Is he a better defender? Yes. Yes. But I'm going to make this one short, sweet, and simple. Ben Simmons is a better defender than Russell Westbrook. Okay, now is he a better leader? No. Is he a better shooter? No. Is he a better scorer? No. Is he a better rebounder than 6'3", 6'4", Westbrook? Ben Simmons is 6'9", 6'10". Westbrook 6'3", 6'4". No, Ben Simmons is not a better rebounder. So he's not a better scorer. He's not a better shooter. He's not a better rebounder. He's not a better passer than Russell Westbrook, and he's not a better leader. That's five things that Russell Westbrook does better than Ben Simmons. All Ben Simmons does better is play defense. Ben Simmons is not better than Russell Westbrook. Ben Simmons has never even been considered as an MVP candidate. Russell Westbrook is a former MVP, a four-time triple-double average. If I'm not mistaken, he's done it 3 or 4 years straight. Ben Simmons hasn't even averaged a triple-double one single season. You know, so whoever comes up with these rankings, man, y'all are complete idiots. You're morons. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. Your mom dropped you on your head like 1,000 times or something, man. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the excuse of how somebody could be this dumb, this blatantly stupid, this blatantly, it's idiocy. I mean, you're a complete idiot. Not in a million years is Ben Simmons better than Russell Westbrook. And Ben Simmons is on a decline now. He's soft as Charmin. You know, like Stephen A. Smith said, he wet his bed in the playoffs. You know, he shot 30% for free throws in the playoffs, which is worse than Shaq. Stop it, man. This is what I think about Ben Simmons is better than Russell Westbrook. Stop it. Stop it, man. That's what I think. It's bogus fairy tales made up imaginary BS. It's lies, 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 lies. You complete idiots that came up with that, man. You're complete liars. So I'm going to get into a couple other things NBA-wise. These ones are going to be kind of like vaccinated. Before I get that, Doc Rivers. Let's get into that. More Ben Simmons. Doc Rivers says his words were twisted. Woo, man. This one is going to have me going today, man. Doc Rivers, they asked him a question. Can you win a championship with Ben Simmons? And he says, I don't know the answer to that. Well, if you don't know the answer to that, it's definitely not a yes. It's definitely not a yes. Doc, man, Doc, stop it, man. This is what I think about Doc Rivers saying that his words got twisted. No, you said you don't know. You didn't sit there and say, I'm not going to answer that today. I don't want to answer that question. You said, I can't answer that. I don't know. That means, it doesn't mean yes or no, but it doesn't mean yes. It doesn't mean yes that you can win with Ben Simmons. No, Doc, they didn't twist your words around. You said your words wrong. If you meant something else, you didn't say what you meant. As far as English standards go, as far as the English dictionary goes, man, you didn't say what you meant to say. You said something completely different. You know? If you didn't want to answer that, then you should have said, you know, I don't want to answer that question. Next. But you said, I don't know the answer to that. I can't answer that. Not that you didn't want to answer it, that you refused to answer it. Can't and refuse is two different things. Refusing to do something and you can't do something, that's two different things. You know? So, Doc, nobody twisted your words. Media did not twist your words. You just didn't properly put out the right words. You didn't interpret your words properly to what you meant. All right, so I'm going to get into this. A couple players like Andrew Wiggins, they say he can't play no home games for the Warriors because he's not vaccinated. Kyrie, apparently is not vaccinated, and the Nets, the Knicks, and the Warriors, any players from those teams, they're saying can't play any home games because of the state law. So the NBA is basically taking the stance that I respect. All right, NBA is saying we're not, you know, requiring players to get vaccinated. We're not, you know, making it mandatory, you know, that players get, it's voluntary. But we're not stepping in on state laws, which they can't. Like, NBA has no power over state laws and state rules. So, basically, New York and California, the two scumbag states of the United States right now, you know, the worst states in the U.S. right now, literally taking these stances where they're not giving, you know, people a choice. They're taking away their choice, their freedom of choice, their freedom of risk. You know, like, I'm about to really go in on this. Now, I've always been one to say that I don't agree with the laws of man. But I do follow the laws of man because they have consequences. Now, I don't work for nobody. I'm self-employed. So you can't make me get vaccinated to go to work. I'm going to tell you to go to hell. I'm going to tell you to kick rocks, you know. But, like, we got to stop forcing, you know, it's like every other thing in society. Y'all want to try to not force people, you know. Let's not force women to have a baby and allow them to get to abortions. Well, guess what? Then you can't force me to get vaccinated. Y'all got to stop with these hypocritical double standards. Y'all going to sit there and tell women that you're not going to force them to have kids after, you know, they're 6 weeks pregnant, and you're going to let them have abortions and kill off potential life, you know, which is, you know, premeditated murder as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's premeditated murder as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to sit there and, you know, take a stance on that, then stop being hypocritical with these vaccines, because I'm not a religious guy, right? But my sister, she's religious. My brother-in-law is religious. And I'm going to tell you what, they're great, decent human beings. Now, if religion is what makes them great human beings and decent human beings in life, if that's what makes my brother-in-law the best father I've ever seen with my own two eyes, if that's what makes my sister the best mother I've ever seen with my own two eyes, then I'm not knocking religion. Do I believe in religion? No. I believe religion is fairy tales, made up, make-believe stories. But that doesn't take away the fact that it's stories that are teach values and morals and stuff like that in life. Do I believe in some of the values and morals that mankind says are good? Yes. And do I believe some of the ones that they say are bad? According to my opinion, yeah. You know? Now, the laws of nature say otherwise, you know? Like, mankind says you can't kill no matter what. Laws of nature don't say that. I mean, if your survival depends on it, you do what you have to do, you know? But this vaccine thing is a slippery slope. This is my take on it. Not everybody needs the vaccination. So you're trying to force people that don't need vaccinations to get vaccination. Like, for example, I am a prime example of a person who doesn't need a vaccination. Because I work alone and I live alone. And I stress this over and over again. I haven't been sick in 2.5 years. If I haven't been sick in 2.5 years, why do I have to get vaccinated? Just so you don't get sick? That's not my responsibility. It is not my responsibility. This is where I'm about to really go in on this vaccination thing. Y'all want to make it my responsibility or unvaccinated people's responsibility to have to be responsible for a complete stranger's health and well-being. First of all, the majority's complete strangers are scumbags who are dishonest, live dishonest lives. Some of them have hate filled in their hearts, envy, jealousy, greed. Some of them are pedophiles, rapists, drug dealers, coke dealers, crack dealers, meth dealers. It is not my responsibility, nor should I have to care about those scumbags in this world. I let the religious people do that. You know, if Christian people, and most of those are hypocrites anyways too. But it is this idea that you're trying to make it everybody's responsibility that's not vaccinated, or even the ones that's vaccinated, to have to be responsible for a complete stranger's health. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to myself and myself only. I have no wife. I have no kids. So I'm not responsible for any other adult in this world. They're responsible for their own actions. And if I haven't been sick in 2.5 years, I'm not responsible for having to protect nobody else. You know, if I wanted to protect other people, I'd be a firefighter. I'd go to the military. I'd be a police officer. You know, I'd go on a social services worker or something. Or I'd go overseas and you know, work just helping, like, good causes, charities and whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what I do. I'm not in the business of saving lives and rescuing lives. And I'm not in the business of caring about every single person in this world that doesn't care about me. I don't care about hypocrites. I'm sorry. I will never care about hypocrites. I don't like hypocrites. I don't care about people who harbor hate, people who got jealousy all the time, people who just fill with greed, envy. I don't care about people who get up every single day of their life and fix it on race. Because if you fix it on race every day, you're a racist. You know, you're like my neighbor, fix it on race every single day. Anybody who fixates on race every single day is a racist. Anybody who brings race into every single thing in life is a racist. I don't care about you. Because my friends don't bring race and color into every single thing in life. They bring values and morals and character, you know. Even like people who sit there and I was saying this the other day, you got people who sit automatically scared of dogs. And some of them might have had bad things happen to them with dogs. But you got some people that had not one bad thing happen to them with a dog. And they automatically judge all dogs as like, I'm scared of them. They're, you know, dogs are this, that, third. You know what that is? That's like racially profiling. That's the same thing as racially profiling. Now you're profiling dogs. You know, you're profiling animals and stuff. It's no different than racial profiling. You're judging books by the cover, you know. I only care about decent human beings. Honest, decent human beings. It's not my responsibility or my job to care about scumbags in this world. And you can't make me care about scumbags. You can't make me care about people who harbor hate, jealousy, greed, envy. Because I don't wake up every day thinking, who the hell can I hate? Who's the next person I can hate on? You know? So, yeah, stop trying to make it our responsibility to take care of everybody else and be responsible for everybody else in life. That's, first of all, it's not, and if they're irresponsible, that's not my responsibility. If you're irresponsible, I haven't been sick in 2.5 years, and that's not my fault if other people get sick. They're not getting sick from me. I go, and this idea that we got to wear a mask when we go in a grocery store every day, and the convenience store is bogus, it's fairy tales, it's made up. I go every day to the store, no mask. I ain't been sick in 2.5 years. Not a common cold. The sniffles, nothing. I die of hemorrhoids long before I die of COVID. You know? So, yeah, man. I mean, I like the NBA stance. But California and New York, you're just some communist states. That's all you are. You're communist states. And that's why last episode I had to talk about the three black ladies beating up the Asian lady over the vaccine proof, because you're going to have this problem in California, in New York, because this is the thing. There's a lot of African-American people in New York and probably in California that are not vaccinated. Do I blame them? I'm not vaccinated. But I don't need the vaccination. Why do I need the vaccination? To protect y'all? To protect other people? That's not my responsibility. That's not my job. You don't get to pawn that on me. I don't care what constitution there is, what amendments. You don't get to tell me that I have to be responsible for other adults in life. No, I'm not. That's what I think about that. Two middle fingers, you know. But, yes, there's a lot of African Americans that are not vaccinated in New York. So when they go to these restaurants and they can't get in because of vaccination proof, it looks like they're just not letting people in of color. But that's not really the case. Because there's just a lot of people of color that think like me. Like,
you can't trust the government. You can't trust Dr. Fauci. He's a liar. He's done lied through his teeth. He's a bold-faced liar. And the more and more information comes out about the Wuhan labs, the more you see he's lying. There's three different vaccines, so you got to go any, mini, miny, mo, choose a vaccine by his toe. Which, pick a vaccine and, yeah, we any, mini, miny, mo and vaccines. If there was one vaccine, it would be more, people would feel more confident and more reluctant, but y'all ain't even got one, y'all got three different ones, so that means y'all don't even know. Then it took, y'all rushed it out. Y'all didn't do the clinical trials long enough. You made, you know, you made everybody else be the guinea pigs. Then, once again, a lot of vaccinated people are still going to the emergency room at ICU because they're unhealthy from the get-go. I can't help if people are not healthy. That has nothing to do with me or anybody else. You know, it's not our responsibilities to worry about other people unless they got families. You know, adults are only responsible for their wives and their kids. Once I become an adult, I'm not even responsible for my sisters and my moms. That's their responsibility. They're adults. We're all adults. I'm not responsible to make sure you're healthy anymore. That's not my responsibility. And it never was as a kid to make sure mom is healthy. That's, as an adult, that's her responsibility. And as a kid, she was responsible to make sure I stay healthy, you know. And then I seen another thing, like, you got Stephen A. Smith going in on Andrew Wiggins talking about they needed to just trade him because he don't want to get vaccinated. And he's a starter for the Warriors, and Warriors got championship hopes. You know what, Stephen A. Smith? There's more to life than just basketball. And I'm pretty sure Andrew Wiggins has made enough money that he could retire and invest into something else. And if Andrew Wiggins chooses to say, hey, this is my religious belief, I don't want to get vaccinated, he has that right. You know, as much as I get in on religion and I say Jesus Christ is make-believe, fairy tales, no more riddle to Santa Claus and Easter Bunny, I don't got no right to tell anybody what they want to believe. If people want to believe in make-believe imaginary stuff and believe it's real, that's on them. And if it makes their life better, then so be it. It's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't think you have to be religious to be a good, decent human being. You know, you just have to care about things in life, you know, other than yourself. You know, I care about animals, so I definitely care about people. Do I care about all people? No, I only care about people that care about me. That's the way it works. Caring is a two-way street like love. This idea that I'm supposed to care and love all these people in this world that have no care and love for me, that's the most retarded thing in the world, man. That ain't going to get you nowhere in life. You'll never be happy because you'll just be loving a bunch of people that don't care about you. Just focus on the people that care about you. Keep the people in your circle that you can trust and care about. Your circle don't have to be super large in life, man. And if you think you can trust more than a handful of people in life, then you're wrong. There's only a handful of people I trust in life. A handful to the fullest that I trust with my life. Yes, only a handful of people I trust with my life. And I don't even know how many of them are family members. I don't even really know, man. Maybe two family members and the rest are friends that I truly, fully trust in my life. Yeah, so Stephen A. Smith's take on Andrew Wiggins getting traded. You know, Andrew Wiggins make more money than you, Stephen A. Smith. He can retire. There's more than basketball. There's more in life than just basketball. He'll be okay. And then, like, Kyrie, you know, they talking about, like, same thing with Kyrie. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you know, go to Kevin Durant and ask Kevin Durant to talk to him first. And then if he don't want to do that, you know, is he willing to – is he cool with Kyrie being traded? You know, it ain't enough that in NBA teams all make money and all make a profit. And we know the majority of NBA teams would never win a championship whatsoever. So it's not like they – no matter how hard they try – the majority of NBA teams can't even realistically win an NBA championship. Teams like Portland and Sacramento, it's just damn near impossible unless they get a LeBron James or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, and that only happens in the draft. You know, so most of these teams can't even realistically win a championship. So they're only doing it for a profit anyways because they can't even realistically win. So you want to, but you want to try to trade. I mean, a team like Brooklyn, I mean, it's not a small market. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, before that, it wasn't like, before they got to Brooklyn and before Kevin Durant went there, I mean, it wasn't like any big free agents ever went to the Nets before Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So this is like brand spanking new for the Nets. The Nets were literally – Jersey was literally a small market team because nobody – no big free agents were going to sign with New Jersey. I don't remember any big, massive, superstar free agent that signed with the Nets until Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving came along. And that's only because they're in Brooklyn. So they just became a big market team. Just became a big market team literally overnight. Even before Kevin Durant – and Kyrie Irving signed. They literally had to trade to get Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Jason Terry 1 year. That means they couldn't get no big free agent to come. So let's stop it. Like these NBA teams are gonna, you know, they just treat players like pawns, man. You know, that's all they are. They're just pawns on the board, man. You know, that's the only thing I back Kyrie Irving on is not getting vaccinated. If he's not vaccinated, like, this idea that y'all going to try to force us? I don't care what anybody says, man. It's communism, man. You're going to force me to do something I don't want to do? And then you got a Chris Broussard sitting there. What's his take on it? Well, kids, when we went to elementary as kids, you were vaccinated. That's because you didn't have a choice in the matter. Kids ain't got a choice. Stop it, man. Y'all need to stop comparing apples to oranges, man, like some complete idiots. Y'all trying to make these points, man, and you're comparing apples to oranges. They're two different things if you don't know yet. Duh. Kids don't have a choice until they move out of their parents' house. Do y'all not know that? Do you not know that? Kids are not adults. They don't have a choice in the matter until they move out of their parents' house. When you live under your parents' roof, what they say goes. If you don't like it, you move out. That's the way of the world. This idea, well, as kids, we got vaccinated. That's because your mom made you get vaccinated or your dad made you get vaccinated. But as adults, we have choices, Chris Broussard. It's our life and we get to dictate it, not the government. The government doesn't get to dictate your life. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the Constitution says, Amendment says. Once you turn a certain age, you dictate your life. Now, I ain't saying go out, rob liquor stores, and kill people. But if you choose to do that, that's your life. That's your choice. As long as you're willing to accept the consequences. And if a person is willing to accept the consequences for their actions, then you don't get to dictate their life. No part of it. If I'm willing to accept the fact that I might die if I get COVID, you don't get to dictate my choice in that. You don't get to dictate my choice of whether I want a vaccine that prevents me from getting COVID or not. And it's not prevent. First of all, the vaccine ain't preventing anybody from getting COVID. And already, people without the vaccine, it's the same, damn near the same percentage of people not dying. The percentage is pretty much the same. It's like what? COVID, the vaccine is probably 99% and herd immunity is 98%. Like, stop it, man. Stop it, you know? It's just so many double standards going in this world. So many hypocrisies. Y'all want to control this situation, but we can't control this situation. You know, it's unfair if we, you know, my body, my choice for, you know, if we don't let people say my body, my choice for abortion, you know, that's unfair. But it's fair if, you know, you just force somebody to get a vaccination, you know, when they're screaming, my body, my choice for vaccination. You know, that's such a double standard. If it's my body, my choice for an abortion, then it's my body, my choice for a vaccine. And if you think it is not, then you're a hypocrite. It's a double standard. And you're a scumbag. Because hypocrites are scumbags. You know, you're scumbags. Hypocrites are scumbags. Hypocrites are the worst kind of people on the planet. Double standards, frauds, fakes, phonies, liars. Hypocrites are liars. Because double standards are lies. It is. It's a double standard is a lie. Because you're a complete, you know, liar if you think you can say it's okay to say my body, my choice with abortions, but it's not with vaccines. Those are lies, man. Those are the same things. It doesn't matter what it is. Once you open the floodgates of one thing in society and say my body, my choice, people can say it for anything they want to say it for now. One thing. It's like I said with, once you say that I want to identify with any one thing in life, like, you know, men saying I want to identify as a woman want to identify as a man. Well, then somebody can say they identify as anything. And once you say that one thing in life, like once you say, people are born gay or they're born transgender, then now you're giving people, now you open the floodgates for pedophiles and child molesters to say the same thing. Now they have all the valid, they can, you just validated their reason to say it. So if you're going to say anybody's born a certain, any kind of certain way, then people can say anybody's born a certain way. If you want to say you identify with a man or a female, then somebody can say they identify with a raccoon or a hippopotamus or a porcupine, you know? Because once you say it for one thing, it got to say it for all. If not, you're a hypocrite. It's a double standard, you know? And that's what's going on with these Democrats and these far leftists. And they're all hypocrites. They're all just double standards. You know, you want to, you know, put one thing for one, this over here, but then as soon as we say it applies to this, you know, oh, no, don't apply to that. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Once you say my body, my choice for any one thing in society, you can apply that to anything in society. You've opened up the Pandora's box. The floodgates are open. Same thing with saying somebody's born gay or born transgender. Well, they can say they're born a child molester or born a pedophile. They can say they're born a racist. And you can't deny that. Because if you do, you're a hypocrite. It's a double standard. Once you say it for one thing, you got to say it for all. You know why? Because it's true for none of it. It's true for none of it. it's true for none of it, you know? You know, because even with pregnancies, it takes two people to tangle. It's not just a woman's choice whether a kid is born. And if it is, I'm going to say this a million times. If you're going to take away a man's choice or to have any decision making whether a kid is born, then he is not responsible to a child. If he has no choice or no decision whatsoever where that kid is born, then he has no responsibility to the kid whatsoever if you take away his choice of decision. Because people are not responsible for things they have no say-so in. That is facts of life. People are not responsible for things they have no say-so over. If you have no say-so over it, then you have no responsibility towards it. So if a woman is going to take away a man's decision or choice whether a kid is born or not, and she's going to make that choice and decision for her and the man, then she's the only one responsible for that child. I don't care what mankind's laws say. I'm telling you what the laws of nature say. We have no responsibility over things that we don't have no say-so over. That's facts of life. If a person has no say, if I don't have no say-so over nothing, then I'm not responsible for it. If I have no say-so over a decision, I'm not responsible for anything that has to do with that. The person that made the decision is 100% responsible because they made the decision for both parties. And when you make a decision for both parties, the party that did not get a choice to make a decision has no responsibility towards it whatsoever. And that goes for kids. That goes for anything. But y'all got it all ass backwards in society. Y'all want to blame the man for getting a woman pregnant. Y'all want to, you know, it's the women that leave the men 9 times out of 10, but we're the ones always paying child support. We're the ones responsible for things we had no decision over, you know. It's such a hypocrisy, man. I could go into this stuff all day, man, these hypocrisies, these double standards, because I'm tired of seeing them, man. And I'll call double standards hypocrisies out over and over and over again. So all this vaccination stuff is hypocrisy. Y'all sitting over there in Texas fighting about that abortion stuff, talking about, oh, my body, my choice. Well, guess what? So it is so with the vaccines too. Maybe not as a kid, because kids ain't got no choice in the matter. They have to do what their parents say. But as an adult, it's my body, my choice. You, the government, a complete stranger, does not get to dictate my life or anybody else's life that doesn't want to take the vaccine. I got neighbors that don't want to take the vaccine. And if they don't want to get the vaccine, you don't get to dictate that. That's their lives, not yours. You know the problem with this vaccination stuff is? People need to mind their own business and worry about themselves. They need to worry about themselves in society and stop worrying about everybody else. You know, I wake up every day. You know what I focus on? Me. Building my business. My brand, my businesses, building my businesses, building my music and marketing company, building my apparel brand, building my podcast, building my vlogs. I focus on me every day. I don't got time to worry about the next man and woman. I got time for that. But y'all too worried about everybody else. Instead of worrying about yourself, worry about if you're healthy, if you're sick, if you want to get the vaccine, that's fine on you. Just worry about you. Don't worry about me. Because when I walk in a grocery store every day, I've been sick 2.5 years. Nobody get COVID from me. If anybody should worry about getting COVID, I should worry about everybody else getting me COVID. But am I worried? No, because I'm not some scared little B-I-T-C-H. I'm not some scared little coward. I don't let fear dictate my life like all you weak-minded people in this world. And it's not my responsibility to worry about weak-minded people. Y'all need to worry about getting strong, strengthen up your mind. I got to worry about having a strong mind myself. You know, I've been hit by a car. I done dislocated my shoulder. I done broke my femur and my foot. Ain't shed a tear. Didn't get depressed one bit. The day after surgery, I was working on my business. Because I'm a strong-minded human being. I'm not some weak-minded little scared punk. Like the rest of you cowards out here. I see it in Fayetteville and all day long. These cowards out here. Fayetteville ain't got no issues with COVID whatsoever. None. COVID, man, we might have 10 cases at any one point. 10 cases. Woo. There's 10 people in the ICU every day in Fayetteville, North Carolina, whether it's COVID or not, man. You know, but I ain't going to let fear dictate my life. I'm not going to be some little scared, you know, little punk, letting the government, letting media, you know, control the narrative, scare me, back me into some little corner, you know, and they try to tell me I can't go to the grocery store. I can't go to the restaurant. Hey, I still got DoorDash, MFers. I still got Walmart grocery delivery, MFers. You know, you're not going to dictate my life. And you don't get to dictate nobody else's life. And anybody thinks it's okay to dictate somebody else's life, you know what that's called? Slavery. You thinking you can dictate every part of another person's life, that's called slavery. Slavery. Just a modern day slavery, you know? Just not shackled in chains, but to just dictate every part of a part of your life they can. Oh, you can't go to work if you don't get vaccinated. You can't go to the grocery store if you don't get vaccinated. You can't go to the restaurant if you don't get vaccinated. You can't go here, that. You can't go to a bar if you don't get vaccinated. That's just modern day slavery. If you try to dictate every part of a person's life, that's you trying to control and enslave them. And all y'all people, all y'all Democrats out here supporting that, all you're doing is supporting modern day slavery. You're hypocrites. Hypocrites. Supporting modern day control of slavery. Just the communist way. You know? Because that's what communists do. Dictate every part of a person's life. Tell you where you're going to work. Tell you what you're going to be in life. When you can work. Where you can work. What you can say. Communist countries, you can't say one bad thing to the towards the government. You know what happens to you? You don't get a slap on the wrist. Like if you get on Twitter, and you talk trash to the president and stuff like that. You don't get a slap on the wrist like you do in America. If you're in a communist country, they'll probably chop your hands off or your head off or lock you in prison if you call out, you know, one of their dictators or something, you know. But in America, you call out, you know, a president, you get a slap on the wrist because, you know, Americans ain't, you know, they ain't got no respect anyways. They're disrespectful, you know. They don't respect no elders. They don't respect, you know, positions of power. They don't respect people that have achieved more in one day than achieving their whole life. You know, people just don't have respect no more. And that's another thing. I'm supposed to be responsible for people that ain't got no respect for me, that ain't got respect. Two middle fingers. Hell no. Hell to the N-O. If you ain't got gonna show me no respect, I ain't showing you no respect. You spit in my face, I spit in yours. You piss on my grave, I'll piss on yours. I fight fire with fire. I'm not turning the other cheek. That's what cowards do. That's what morons do. That's what idiots do. That's what jackasses do. Turn the other cheek. The laws of nature demand that you defend yourself. Screw the laws of the Bible. The laws of nature say somebody put their hands on you, you put your hands on them. You defend yourself. Somebody assaults you, you assault them. Turn the cheek, man. You know what? You know what turn the cheek is? Part of control. Because religion is part of control. The Catholic Church, they just try to control people. That's all it is, you know. Let's not forget a pagan emperor is the one who mainstream Christianity through Europe. A pagan, a guy who didn't even believe in Jesus Christ or Christianity whatsoever, is the guy who mainstreamed it. And why did he do it? For politics. Politics. To stop war between the pagans and the Christians. You know? Like the Democrats who didn't care if slavery ended or not. They just wanted to get back to politics and business as usual. They didn't care if the South won. That's fact. The Democrats that y'all support today did not care if the South won the Civil War. In fact, they endorsed it and pretty much promoted it down to the very end. The only reason that the Democrats voted with Lincoln on ending slavery is because he bought and bribed votes. Politics. They didn't do it out of the kindness of their heart. It was all politics. They bought and bribed votes to get it done. And do I knock that? No. Was it illegal? Yes. Who cares? It got the job done. It's like when I asked my friend the other day, when I'm watching Chicago PD, do I agree with a cop putting a kidnapper that kidnapped a kid and has them, like has a kid, you know, stashed somewhere in a house? Do I agree with cops locking him up in a room and beating the information out of him, torturing the information out of him? Yes. When kids are involved. Yes. I mean, freaking shock his balls on a car battery if you got to. Take the battery cables, put it on the battery, put the other cable on his balls, and shock his balls until he gives it up. Yes, that is acceptable. Screw what the laws of man say. Find the kid. When kids are involved, screw the laws of man. Screw doing it right. If a kid is kidnapped and somebody is holding him hostage somewhere, beat the info out of him. If an adult is taken hostage, kidnapped, and raped and stashed in some building, and he won't give it up, beat the information out of him. Screw this, give him a deal, BS. Because even then he might not give the information out. Beat the information out of him. You know, the laws of man are not always right. You know, sometimes you got to cross the line. Al Capone, there's no way they would have took out Al Capone by not crossing the line. If you didn't cross the line, you wouldn't have taken out Al Capone. Sometimes, Pablo Escobar, screw what the law says. Take him out any kind of way you can. He was a terrorist, a narco-terrorist. He bombed planes. He killed innocent people, kids, children. He killed judges, police officers. He bombed buildings with innocent people in them. He took down planes with innocent people in them, trying to kill one person. Yes, you take out terrorists any way you have to when they start bombing innocent people. There is no rules to engagement. This idea that there's rules to engagement, there's no rules in fighting and war. There's no rules to this. It's kill or be killed. Win or lose. But y'all want to bring these politics and rules. You know, that's the problem with mankind's rules. The laws of nature, there is no rules of engagement. If somebody's trying to conquer you, you conquer them first. Somebody's trying to kill you, you kill them first. There is no rules to engagement. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
What's the rules to engagement?
Well, wait till they shoot you first. Wait till they shoot at you first. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Sure, yeah, wait till I get shot and a bullet hits a femoral artery and I bleed out to death. And then I can shoot back. It's like LeBron, you know, wants the police to go grab popcorn and wait till a girl stabs somebody 3 or 4 times. And then, you know, then after you're done with your popcorn, you know, then you can do your job and try to protect this girl from stabbing this other girl to death, you know? And anybody who thinks somebody's going to stab somebody one time, you think somebody's going to, they're going to attempt to stab somebody. They go to attack somebody and they're going to stab somebody just, well, I'm just going to stab them one time. You are a moron. You are the dumbest person on the face of this earth. You are dumber than a bag of bricks. You're a complete fucking idiot, man. Nobody stabs nobody once. When they stab them once, guess what they do? They stab them again, and they stab them again. And they might stab them again and again and again. Anybody think somebody's going to stab somebody once is, you're the stupidest person on the freaking planet, man. You might want to stab yourself and get it over with. Nobody stabs somebody once. You ever heard anybody get shanked once in prison? No, when they go to shank you in prison, they don't just shank you once. Guess what? It's the same way out of prison. Nobody just shanks you once. You know what? I'm going to shank this guy, but you know what? I've decided, you know what? I think I'm only going to shank him once. No! Nobody does that, man. When they go to shank you, they just shank you, dude. Bam, 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 bam. And you're going to bleed out. You can bleed out to death. So, you know, there's no rules to engagement. And, you know, unless you're LeBron James, you know, let's let another girl stab another girl to death, you know. Like, let's let some girl stab my niece to death, you know. And then let's do something about it. Let's do something about it afterwards. After you get stabbed to death. You know what? Apparently, LeBron James is a complete idiot because he doesn't know that a cop's job details also includes not just investigating the crime after it happens, but crime prevention, LeChina James. I mean, I've never called him that, but now I have to. LeChina James. I have to, man. I see what they're saying now about this cat. This cat is a complete hypocrite, you know? But yeah, I better stop, man. I'll be on this podcast all day long about this vaccination stuff, about this hypocritical double standards going on in society with my body, my choice, you know. Stop it, man. Once y'all open up the Pandora's box, man, that's, you know, that's what happens. Once you open up the Pandora's box for one thing, people can start applying that to other things in life. And I know y'all try to say they can't, but they can. There's plenty of things people can say, my body, my choice. You know, it's like y'all trying to force people to get a vaccination is like me trying to force Muslims to eat pork. It's their body. It's their choice. Why do Muslims not eat swine? Because they say it could kill you. How's that any different? We don't know if a vaccine could kill you or not. We don't know that. We just don't know. We don't know if people have actually died. Actually, we probably do know. People probably died with the vaccination. You know? People have died with the... if they went to the ICU with the vaccination... I'm pretty sure there's people that's died with the vaccination, you know? So, yeah, man. I'm going to call these double standards, these hypocrites all the time. Once y'all try to open these Pandora's boxes with these my body, my choice things, and you know, I was born this way thing. Well, you know what? People can say they were born any kind of way. They can say my body, my choice for anything they want to now. They can open the floodgates of saying they identify with anybody. You know, people can say they can identify with a freaking hawk or an eagle or, like I said, man, I mean, whatever, a hippopotamus. You know, you this idea that you identify with something you're not is bogus anyways to me, man. You know, it's like the, I seen the kid saying identify with being like Asian. Well, you're not Asian. You haven't lived in an Asian culture whatsoever. You ain't lived a day of your life in an Asian culture and you identify with Asian. That'd be like me saying I identify with being black. And that's the thing. That's another thing. Now, if you want to say all white people are racist, then guess what? It's a loophole. I got a loophole. Guess what? If all white people are racist, then I could just say I identify with being black. Because now they're saying you got people that are saying they identify with races that they don't even have in their DNA. You got white people saying they identify with Asian and all this. So if all white people are racist, then I can just say I identify with being black. So I can't be racist. Because apparently black people can't be racist. You know? I mean, it's racist, you know, when a white person makes a racial remark, but a black person makes a racial remark, it's not racist. Wow, that's kind of a double standard. It's racist when a white man says white power, but a black person says black power. And it's like a double standard, you know. It's like another double standard, man. There's a lot of double standards, you know. I mean, if somebody wants to scream black power, then the KKK should be allowed to scream white power. Because if not, it's a hypocritical, it's a double standard, man, you know. Because those people screaming black power, definitely a lot of those hate white people. A lot of those hate white people. They hate the white man. They call us the devil, crackers, honkies. I mean, it don't offend me, you know, because there's no such thing as a devil anyways. It's a fairy tale, made up, imaginary, make-believe, you know. I know y'all think we got a devil and an angel on the shoulder, but no. You got common sense and you got choices. You got actions and reactions. That's what life is about. Common sense, common knowledge, making choices, and those choices and those actions have reactions and consequences. That's all life's about. You know, all this extra don't matter, you know. So yeah, you can call me the devil, you can call me honky, you can call me cracker. I mean, no such thing as a devil anyways. So you know, he just called me a make-believe fairy tale character. Whoopie-doo. It's not even real. But, yeah, once again, I want to thank you all for subscribing to my channel. Anybody that's on my TikTok, please hit that follow, like, dislike, comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, please share the post. Please comment. Please like the post. Please hit the follow. Please hit the subscribe. Don't forget that my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz, your source for music, sports, politics, world events. Also sponsored by New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. You need t-shirts, hoodies, kicks, or apparel for your dog, like dog bandanas. Check us out at newlitter.com. We also got cat lover t-shirts on there as well. If you like to drink, like to go out drink, you know, you like cognac, agave tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon, check out the Dizzle. Dizzle brand, do your Dizzle. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. And we got a bunch of recipes on there that you can follow as well. And I think y'all gonna have me go in on some of these topics because I think I tore up some of my notes that I needed to keep, like my audio versions of my podcast, but oh well, I'll just have to rewrite it because I had to go in on this one. I'm just really tired of these double standards I see every day. These hypocrisies thrown out here every single day. You know, I'm going to continue to call them out. And a lot of them are actually sports related because this, I mean, this, you know, and that's another thing. No celebrity, no, what athlete died of COVID? What athlete died of COVID? I don't know, no. You know. But once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Peace, and I'm out.